Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Eduyos, going through all these different topics from Shas, and we are up to Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches. So now we do a little Yevamos. Be'shamay Matirin Es HaTzaros La'achim, Be'shamay says that the Tzaros of an Erva, meaning a man is married to many women, one of them is an Erva to his brother, and the man dies without, meaning let's say one of them is his brother's daughter, and the man dies without any children. So obviously the brother doesn't have a mitzvah of Yibum on his own daughter, but Beis Shammai says that he does have a mitzvah of Yibum with the other wives of his brother, and therefore he's got to do Yibum or Chalitza. Beis Hillel says no, just like an Erva is part of from Yibum or Chalitza, eight Saras Erva is part of from Yibum or Chalitza as well. Chaltzu, if they did Chalitza with one of the other wives, Beis Shammai says, okay, that's a valid chalitza, and therefore chalutza is asura lekuhuna. She's not allowed to marry a kohen. Ubesil machshirin. Besil says they didn't need a chalitza to begin with. That's not a chalitza, and therefore she's mutaras lekohen. Nis yabmu, if the brother did yibum with one of his brother's wives with a tsaras erva, Beshamay machshirin. Beshamay says, that they could marry a kohen because that yibum was totally mutar. It wasn't a bias, and also wasn't anything wrong with it. Well, Basil Polson, Basil says that lady in the future is never going to be allowed to marry a Kohen because that was absolutely usur. That's sleeping with Arayos. So she's a Zona. She's a Surah Kohen. V'yavu Pishelu Polson Ve'le Machshirin, even though Beis Hillel would passel certain people, Lukuhuna and Beis Shammai were Machshir certain people. So not just Lukuhuna, even just to get married in the first place, meaning to pater a Tzara Serva or to allow a Tzara Serva to get married was a fundamental machloka. Whether this woman is allowed to get married without a chalitza, nevertheless, Nimnu Beis Shammai Melisa Nashim Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai didn't hold back from marrying women of the Beis Hillel, the Beis Hillel Melisa Nashim Beis Shammai. Nor did Beis Hillel hold back from marrying women from the Beis Shammai, because they would always trust each other to tell them the true yichus and the story behind where these people came from. All the dinim of Tumah and Tahara, that one would say Tahar and the other would say Tameh, Lo Nimnu Lios Osim Taras Elu Al Gav. They didn't withhold from preparing tahar foods on kelim that were brought, that were borrowed from the other school of thought, because they would always tell them, you know, if this was tahar lishi tascha or not tahar lishi tascha, so they would know what they're dealing with. Mishnah test shlosha achim. If there were three brothers, shnayim em nusum l'shtei achios, two of them are married to two sisters. V'achim mufna, one of them is single. Meis achim nibali achayos. One of the brothers is married to one of the sisters. Dies, Vasa b'mufna maimer, and the single brother does maimer, which is a form of kiddush midrabbanan. It's like a statement of intent to do yibum. V'achar kach meisach v'sheni, and then the other brother dies, also without any children. Be'shamay omrim ishto imo, the maimer of that he did with the first brother's wife. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven dies, so Levi, who's single, does maimer on Mrs. Reuven. So the maimer that he did on Mrs. Reuven is effective, and therefore Mrs. Shimon doesn't require you more chalitza because it's achos ishto, it's his wife's sister, because he's already considered somewhat married to Mrs. Reuven. Beis Hillel says motzi ishto beget v'chalitza. He has to get rid of Mrs. Reuven with both a get to get rid of the maimer that he had done, which is a form of kiddushin mitzraban, and with a chalitza, since on a daraisa level she requires chalitza. Chalitza, and he needs to get rid of, take care of Mrs. Shimon by doing a chalitza. Zoi sharmru ilo alishto ilo aleshes achiv, and that's what they say. Woe unto him for his own wife, and woe unto him for his brother's wife. Meaning he's in trouble either way. He cannot stay with either one of these women. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Ches, we learned that there's machlok b'sham beis hillel about tsaras erva, whether tsaras erva is mutter to do yim chalitza or does not require yim chalitza, and then if you did chalitza, therefore the consequence of that is Beis Shammai says it's a valid chalitza and she's pasul lekuhuna. Beis Hillel says not a valid chalitza, you can pretend it never happened. If they did yibum, Beis Shammai says she did nothing wrong and she's going to be kashul lekuhuna. Beis Hillel says she did everything wrong and she's going to be pasul lekuhuna. And then the Mishnah had just noted that even though Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had fundamental disagreements about which women are mutaros and which are asuros, and they had fundamental disagreements about what is considered Torah and what's considered Tameh, they would trust each other to inform each other about Shiduchim and about Tumah and Tahara. And then in Mishnah Tess we said that if you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven and Shimon are married two sisters, and Levi single, and then Reuven dies, and then Levi does a mimer on Mrs. Reuven, so, and then Shimon dies, so Beis Shammai holds that Levi stays with Mrs. Reuven, and he doesn't have to worry about Mrs. Shimon at all, she's just putter from everything. And Beis Hillel says he's not allowed to stay with either one of them. He has to give a get to Mrs. Reuven, do a chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, and do a chalitza with Mrs. Shimon. Okay, Beis Shammai, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid Mishnah Yud.